Yadayim, chapter 1, Mishnah 2. B'chol ha'kelim noisnin le'yadayim. One can pour water over his hands from any vessel. Afilu b'chle galalim, b'chle avanim, b'chle adama. Even if it's a vessel made of cattle dung, or made of stone, or made of clay. Those would be appropriate to be used as long as they are vessels. Ein noisnin le'yadayim lo b'defanos ha'kelim. One can't pour water over his hands to wash them from the side of a broken vessel. If the side of the vessel is broken, one can't then pour water out of that onto one's hands in order to wash them. V'loy b'shula machatz, also one can't use the bottom of a ladle. So this was some sort of jug that they used to use to draw water from a well. And at the bottom of it, it had like a hollow at the bottom. If that was broken off, then this fell into the category of a broken vessel and couldn't be used to wash one's hands. V'lo b'mgufa sachavis, also the cover of a barrel that was like concave, so it could hold water, but it wasn't considered a vessel for purposes of washing one's hands. V'lo yiten l'chavar b'chayfinav, also one can't draw water in his hands and pour them over his friend's hands, like that. So you can't use your cupped hands and put water in there to pour it over someone else's hands. That's not considered a vessel. And says the Mishnah, Mibnesha ain't mimalin v'ain makachin v'ain mazin mechatas. Kind of a side point, but one can't, when it comes to the waters of the red heifer, one can't draw the water of the red heifer. One can't sanctify the water. That means putting the ashes into the water. And one can't sprinkle the water. And also one can't wash one's hands for these laws that we're dealing with over here. Elibikli, a vessel has to be used. And for all of these things that we've listed, drawing water in one's cupped hands, that would not be appropriate and that wouldn't work. And then while on the topic, a little bit of a side point, but says the Mishnah of Ein Matzilin B'tzmit Basil Ela Kalim, when it comes to the laws of a sealed container for Tuma and Tahara, so you can only use a container for that purpose. She'ein Matzilin Miad Kli Cheres Ela Kalim, because the laws of sealed earthenware containers only apply to something which is a container. Has to be a container in order for those laws to apply, and you'll remember that's where you seal it off. You seal the container, and then with the contents of the earthenware container will be protected from impurity.